A global scheme from the World Health Organization to deliver COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries faces a very high risk of failure. That's according to internal documents from the WHO's COVAX program, which aims to deliver 2 billion doses by the end of 2021. The news follows a study out this week suggesting nearly a quarter of the world won't get the jab until 2022, with rich countries like Australia buying up more vaccine doses than their populations would require. One of those pushing for a fairer global vaccine program is Winnie Byanyima, Executive Director of the UN AIDS program, the United Nations program on HIV/AIDS. She's also the former chief of Oxfam International and joins us now from Geneva. Winnie, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Rich countries with 14% of the globe's population have secured more than 50% of the world's most promising vaccines. What effect do you worry this will have on poorer countries?
We have done a calculation looking at the 8 top candidate vaccines, and our calculation shows that some of the poorest countries in the world, about 70 of them, will not have 9 out of 10 of their people vaccinated next year. The countries that have booked out the vaccine, 54% of the vaccine, include, of course, your country, Australia, the European Union countries, the UK, the United States, and richer countries. But of the poor countries, 9 out of 10 people will not have been vaccinated by the end of next year, meaning that perhaps not even all their health workers will have been vaccinated.
Political leaders like our own Prime Minister have said by securing multiple vaccines, they're giving citizens the best shot at early access to inoculation. What do you make of that argument?
You know, I'm happy. I was so happy to see the first person get vaccinated in the UK, now in the US. We're not saying that rich countries that are so affected too shouldn't vaccinate their people, but it shouldn't have to be a choice between themselves and people in developing countries. Rich countries can use their huge financial and legal power to compel their pharmaceutical companies to share their technology and intellectual property through the World Health Organization's COVID technology access pool. There is a pool where they can share that technology. Then we can have billions of doses manufactured, and vaccines then would be available for all who need them in rich and poor countries alike.
You're the executive director of the AIDS program at the UN. This year's theme for World AIDS Day was global solidarity, shared responsibility. Is that how people are approaching the current COVID crisis?
No, sadly not. We are seeing vaccine nationalism. We are seeing rich countries grabbing everything that's there. Sometimes some of them have more doses, 3, 4, 5 times more doses than all their people need. And this is just not right. So we want to see an approach that looks at a global solution for a global problem. For example, we have 3 leading candidate vaccines today. Moderna, which was licensed yesterday in America. We have Pfizer and BioNTech, which is being rolled out in the UK. And then we have Oxford University AstraZeneca. Of these, the Moderna one has been booked out completely by the rich countries. Pfizer has been booked out 96%. It's only the Oxford AstraZeneca that has pledged to provide 64% of doses to people in developing countries. But even them would only be able to reach 18% of the total population of the world. So we need to maximize production across regions so that everyone is served. And this doesn't mean there won't be profits for the 3 or the top 8. They will make profits, only that they might not make super, super profits. Last year alone, $89 billion in profits were made by the top 10 pharmaceutical companies. So they're not going to lose money. This is not going to break their bank.
News this week that the global COVAX scheme will likely not deliver for the world's poor countries. What are the reasons behind that? Is it lack of funding? What needs to happen to change that?
You see, COVAX is a scheme intended to maximize on bulk purchasing. So this scheme is unfortunately not enough, because what the COVAX pool has is what is left over from what has been booked out by the rich country. It doesn't answer the problems for everybody. And listen to why it is so inequitable. Take a country like Canada and Pakistan. These two countries have around the same number of cases, 420,000 people reported infected. But Canada has secured enough doses to vaccinate all Canadians five times over, while Pakistan, 9 out of 10 people could miss out getting a vaccine next year. So it's a case of rich countries booking out much more and COVAX remaining with very little.
Do you think we'll eventually see a globe in solidarity approaching the pandemic with shared responsibility? What needs to shift to make that happen?
What needs to shift, first of all, is for pharmaceutical companies to themselves agree to openly share their technology and their intellectual property through the WHO's pool for technology access. And secondly, for the rich countries to do what is right, their governments, to compel those companies to do the same. One good starting point could be to support a resolution proposed by both South Africa and India, which is gaining support at the WTO TRIPS Council, where they're asking to waive the intellectual property rules to enable manufacturing by other vaccine producers around the world. There are a number of countries that could manufacture quickly and serve every region in the world.
Winnie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too. Thank you for having me, and all have a good day.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Winnie Biyanyima is Executive Director of UNAIDS, the United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS. She's also a former chief of Oxfam International.